The Sentai Review, Episode 59, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers The Movie Costumes.
Welcome back to the Sentai Review. We are going back to costumes. It was brought to my attention, not by a fan, but actually by somebody in the group, that we skipped a set of costumes.
Wait, what costumes did we skip?
At the peak of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, there was a movie released. And they wore different costumes.
Yeah, that shit.
And they were massively, massively different than what we got.
Technically, the movie kind of had two different costumes.
Because the coin changed.
The Ninjetti one and the normal one.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. But then we never talked about the Ninjetti outfits in the
regular Sentai review anyway.
But that's because we were reviewing the Zoodanger stuff.
Yeah.
And there was no Ninjetti outfit.
Yeah. That's because that's American bullshit.
But we are, for the sake of, because we want to, going to review some Mighty Morphin Power Rangers the movie costume stuff. So,
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
So, first we're going to look at this teaser, which is mostly the teaser of the helmets.
I remember when this image came out. Yeah. I do. And, I didn't mind it. I remember looking at it, not thinking anything of it, and that's all I really have to say. Because it didn't show us anything back then.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the image that you see is kind of similar to the way the normal costume, helmets are.
Next. This was the movie poster, and I could tell right off the bat they were shinier, and I remember looking at the Yellow Ranger and seeing a shoulder pad. I remember that.
Well, it also doesn't help that White Ranger's kind of like Barrett, only he's in the front. So you kind of can't see anybody the fuck else anyway with them being like, let's just make the White Ranger clearly way more important. We'll make him the size of a couch, and then we'll just put everybody the fuck else behind him.
On the plus side, at this point, at least it's better than Glitter.
Next.
Yes, this is true.
Oh. Here they are. This was the first time we actually see them.
Yeah, the first promotional image, I think. One of the first promotional images.
Shane is not here today. And, you know what? We act like people know us now. I'm Willie Bush Reploid Bill.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson. And, a big game of Who's the Leader.
It's true.
Oh, wait.
We even get to play here in America.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's funny? We'd lose.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because it's the White Ranger.
Yep.
So here in America, we lose the spot the leader game. It's a little bit more Where's Waldo for us.
Yeah. Just a little. I mean, considering the fact that there's really only six people to pick from,
Now, I gotta say, when this came out, I like the extra color on the boots, like the red down by the feet, the blue, the stripes.
Yeah.
I like that they kind of look armored, and I love that coin in the middle of their chest because, you know, when we were getting the toys, like the flip heads and whatnot, they had the coin in their chest, but in the show, there was no coin on the chest.
Yeah,
so I remember that being weird with the toys when I was growing up. And then this showed up, and they actually had the golden coin in the middle of the chest. I like that. I think that's cool.
No, I know what you mean, but when you bring up the toys, you know, instantly the first thing that I always think of whenever you're like, the toys never look like the show. first thing is always Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, because the toys were supposed to look like the comic book,
yep.
But most people didn't know about the comic book. All we knew were the movies and the cartoon.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah. You know, I had an argument with Shane about these Rangers at work.
Oh, God.
About the movie Rangers?
He is hardcore against these guys. He was like, you don't even want me here for this episode because I'm going to give him a zero.
Why?
I don't know. He hates
this. They look legitimately the same. The only difference is it looks like they have like a battleizer that you would actually get from the fucking Sentai in Japan.
Yeah, it looks like it.
We got battleizers. We sprayed some glitter on them.
You know what I mean, though.
They were metal.
I mean, like, the battleizers from later on, like, Go-Buster battleizers, and, like,
but yeah,
you know what I mean?
This does look like an upgrade to the present Mighty, at the time, the present Mighty Morphin outfits.
Yeah.
I actually love these. These remind me of another set of Rangers that we reviewed, the guys that look like they're kind of wearing, like, biker jackets, and they kind of look like they were a little armored. There were only three of them, remember?
Yeah, the Go-Busters.
Go-Busters, yeah. See, these guys, this kind of reminds me of that, and I loved the way the Go-Busters, I about said
yeah,
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, you about said Ghostbusters, yeah.
But I say Ghostbusters, we can go on that for a long while.
But I loved the way they looked. I really did. Next. Oh, yeah.
Different colored morphers for each.
Yeah, because it used to be that all the morphers were the exact same color.
They were all silver, yeah. Except for the white and green ranger who had a gold morpher.
Yep.
And that was the only real difference. And now the movies give each one of them, the movie gave each one of them their own color. I like that. But I also don't like that because I was collecting some Power Rangers merchandise.
Uh-oh.
And I got the gold morpher, and then I seen the silver morpher. I haven't been able to pick it up yet, but I found it with all five of the coins, and I was like, sweet. Then they're now releasing the white morpher and the red morpher, which means they're going to release all these damn morphers.
So you're about to be screwed.
I don't want to buy all of these morphers. I don't. But I know that I'm dumb enough that if I'm at the store and I'm like, that morpher is pink,
get it for Punky.
Yeah, I might be tempted to get it for Michelle. So, yeah, I don't. Damn it.
Could be worse. You could always blow $200 on something that's literally just sitting on a shelf.
The reason that's up there, just so you know, the reason that's up there is so Gwen doesn't touch it.
Because yeah,
holy shit, that cost a couple pennies.
Pissed me off, too. The way that they were hyping it, it was like, oh yeah, this is the only one we have, $200. I was like, here's money, fuck you, because I know Michelle ain't going to get out here to the convention. I was like, here, Bill, give this to your old lady.
And they were like, thank you, you've made a very good purchase today. You are easily the only person at the con who had a chance at this. Then as you turn around, they just put another right in its place on the shelf.
Exactly. And I'm like, because we walked right back by like about a good half hour, 45 minutes later, and there's a fuck another one. I was like, you sons of bitches.
No, that is the reason it's up there, though. Since you can't, of course, see it, there is a full-scale replica.
I'll be sure to insert the image.
Okay, there's a full-scale replica of the...
I think it actually is the moon wand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows, Punky watches the crap up out of some Sailor Moon. Bill does not. Bill doesn't hate it by any means, so don't, like, misjudge my statement. But if I have the choice of watching Sailor Moon or Power Rangers show...
Power Rangers.
I go to the Power Rangers show. Like, Sailor Moon, I remember me and her even had an argument because I watched Sailor Moon fall down in one of the episodes, and she skinned her knee.
Oh, my knee.
And I was like... Wait, that can happen? And Michelle was like, well, yeah. And I said, okay, well, you told me that they were strong enough that they could even fight the Rangers. And she was like, well, they are. And I was like, well, I have to disagree with you now because if she could scrape her knee on concrete, can't I just cut her in half with my sword? And she was like, no. And I'm like, yes. Like, so we had an argument about that.
I was
that.
About to say, that's kind of yes and kind of no, because the problem is that the Sailor Scouts always fight you at a distance. So if you try to get up on it, they're going to, like, dip the fuck
well,
out.
Well, she told me there's one Sailor Scout
yes.
that actually has the power to control, like, reality and time or some shit like that.
Pluto, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, I don't know, guys.
Does
okay?
she have a TARDIS?
I will admit to knowing because, sadly enough, Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball Z were like the first two animes I watched because they used to be on Fox Kids way back in the 90s at like 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. So I'd yeah. wake up to go to school and watch that shit. So I watched both.
Next.
Oh, yeah. All the detail and the helmets and shit. Yeah.
A little close up of the White Ranger.
Now, that's a good question, actually. Were the helmets more detailed in the movies? Like, I think they are. But like, what was this always just a design, or was it always raised out of the helmet?
Well, I think you can see on the pink over there on the left, it looks a little more detailed, too.
Right. Yeah. Next.
Action pose.
Actually, yeah.
I think the helmets were more detailed.
Yeah, they were. Because I remember the saber-toothed tiger at one point in the movie, literally they have spotlights in the helmet, whereas in our show... nothing like that.
They
did redesign the entire costume from the ground up, almost.
The Black Ranger helmet and the White Ranger helmet do look more normal, like the normal set, but otherwise they probably is more detailed. But
yeah, I don't know. Next.
They added
extra pieces to the helmets, certain scenes and powers.
The helmets, I guess, were supposed to be separately useful for different functions. Like, you see on the right there, the Yellow Ranger has spotlights. The Red Ranger has, like, a scanner or something.
But he looks like he's about to release the Brownp.
Yep.
Cyclops is Brownp.
Next. Oh, yeah, they redesigned the weapons. The Rangers had weird weapons now, too. Like, she had a whip, which actually I prefer over that bow.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me if she has both, to be honest with you. And then, they also introduced White Ranger kept Saba, but the Blue Ranger got this weird taser thing.
It's been too many moons since I've seen the movie, so I cannot confirm nor deny what you're talking
Remember?
About.
Remember? he was like Thunder Stinger or something like that, and he put it out and he hit the button, and it was like these two little things shot out of it as if it was a taser, and it hit the monster, and the monster fell down, and then he shot it at like the wall and flew up like Batman or something.
Yeah, I remember that now.
With Pink Ranger's whip, I wonder if she likes Nene as well.
Oh, my. Next. Before we go, the gloves. There was the extra on the gloves here. I like that. Next.
And a little more detail on the costumes for Yellow and Red Ranger.
I realize that their chest pieces look like they're going paintballing, but you know what? I'm okay with it. Next.
Another group shot, which...
In the lighting, you can at least definitely tell that it is way more armor-plated.
Yeah.
Like
the knees and the elbows and that.
There's also something right here on the bicep that comes down.
Yeah.
They have that V on the glove, like I said. They have like a knee pad type of thing, and then they have something that protects their thigh. They all have cock guards.
Cock guards.
Yeah.
Cock bloggers.
Actually, the belts even look way more detailed, too.
Yeah. Like, well, that's because now they all have their own color. So I think it stands it out a little bit more than it used to.
Yeah, it's true. Because before it just looked like it was literally sewn into, like, the jumpsuit. Whereas this, it literally looks
like... They took away Kimberly's skirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
It's a side note, but they did.
Yep.
I'm not complaining about that, actually.
Yeah, actually, that's what I was about to say, is it's not really that terrible, because at least it makes everybody look together. Plus, they were able to put tit guards on the girls, so I mean...
Yeah, I was going
to
say, especially the Yellow Ranger now. I mean, now she doesn't look like a trap.
Yeah, she doesn't stand out like she used to. Next.
Oh, here's the first.
There you go.
First,
yeah, we got those outfits. Ninja outfits for all for us. I was okay with these, actually. I wasn't hating on these at all.
No, these actually weren't too terrible.
Next. More next.
Oh, look! Ninjas!
Yeah, next.
Next.
Oh, yeah!
Actually,
most dudes' first wet dream.
Actually, the weird thing is they kind of changed the actress.
Yeah,
yeah,
because that's not the actress that we had, and what is that thing?
I don't know. That was part of the change for some odd reason.
That looks like the thing from Fifth Element decided to gain a human body.
Yeah.
So then there was another cut of this movie, almost like with Back to the Future, how you can actually find half the movie recorded with a different guy?
I don't know why, but apparently it was an earlier actress that was an earlier cut, or because of it changing hands, because the person who owned Power Rangers, maybe they made an alternate cut.
Well, I could have sworn that they tried pulling the exact same storyline, like, in the show. Like, you could literally go watch the movie.
The show had Ninjor.
Yeah, the show has Ninjor and Rito.
Oh, yeah,
Rito is the reason that they lose their powers.
Yeah, you're right.
I remember when I watched this chronologically, it was probably a year ago now, when I got to that part, I remember being very disappointed because if you watch the show, just like the Dragon Ball Z movies, there's nowhere you could put this movie. This movie didn't happen.
Yeah.
And if you do put this movie in, then the Rito and the Tengus and Ninjor didn't happen.
Yeah. So, yeah, it probably is. This is a different cut. Just like when you were mentioning Back to the Future, they literally had Back to the Future done at one point in time. And then the original actor that they got, like, something happened with him.
No, they just, they literally just decided against him.
Yeah.
Evidently, when they were watching, like, they were at the point, they were so far into production, they were already putting the movie together.
Yeah.
And as they were building the movie, they were sitting there watching, like, frames from the day. And I guess they got to watching it, they were like, something is wrong. They were like, something just doesn't feel right. So then they went back and they got Michael J. Fox and they brought him in to run a couple scenes.
And
they
liked him more than the other dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
So then they had to refilm every scene that originally had that actor in it. And then there's weird moments. Like if you're a hardcore fan of Back to the Future, you can catch moments where it's going to a cut of Marty talking and then it goes to the reaction of the other person because they're not reacting to him.
Yeah.
They're actually reacting to the other actor that was there before.
I wonder if there is a version of that out there somewhere for people to view.
You could find it, yeah.
Yeah.
I've watched it.
Yeah, I was about to say, they have stuff like that like everywhere, not just like, you know, oh, buy the Blu-ray and here's some bonus behind-the-scenes bullshit. Like, you can literally just even YouTube sometimes and find shit like that.
It's really interesting because it's still the same movie, but it allows you to see just how much of a difference. Like, they talk about, you know, directors bring a difference. This is true. And then the stage lighters bring a difference. And then, you know, if you have a different costume designer, he could show you something completely different than the next guy. But every single actor is like a part of a recipe. And if even one part of it is off,
the entire thing is as well.
Yeah, and it really shows you the difference of just one actor. It shows you how much of a job this really is to make sure that your cast is in sync.
Yeah, because you can even have an amazing cast, but if you write a shitty story for the movie, guess what? Your movie is shit.
Yeah. Next.
Oh, speaking of shit, look at the lighting on this.
Ninjas. Next. More ninjas. Next.
Oh,
a ninja!
Oh, wait.
Oh, wait, he has a ninja mask.
Yeah, they're getting into their fighting modes.
Next!
Black!
Next!
Blue!
Next!
Pink!
Next!
Well, let's actually wait for a second. Next!
White power! Oh, wait.
Inappropriate. Next!
Yellow!
Next!
And, oh! This is later on, when they got back to the city that's being rampaged by the Ivanhoe's bots.
Next. Glitter. It's just not going on the costumes this time. Next.
They're reviving Zordon. Oh.
Whoa, what the?
Another one of the promotional images of them, I guess from a magazine or something. Which is why you see a little crease down the center.
Did I, like, pass out and they're all reaching to me? Or, like, am I dead? Is that what's going on
here? No idea, but some of the faces, like, they're acting like they're not in a photo shoot. They're just like, what the fuck is going on here?
Exactly.
Reach for the camera, guys.
Next. Faces.
And this is from the premiere, I guess. And
this, you can really see how the suits looked
uh-huh.
without all the movie extra stuff, too.
Yeah. When you have better lighting and it's not just like a nighttime scene where, you know. Yeah.
The women are like a two-piece thing on the chest because they have the one part, which is like their boob guards, and then they have this middle piece, which is like a triangle that sits over the top of that
yeah.
for the coin, where the guys, that's all just one part.
Actually, yeah. technically, for the guys, it's already a two-piece, so for the girls, it's a three.
Well, the guys have that like stomach guard.
Well, I was about to say, everybody has on, like, a single-colored jumpsuit. Like, you can see it yeah. in between the plating and that.
But I meant just the plates.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, all the armor and stuff. Yeah, it is a two-piece armor set for the girls and a single for the dudes.
The red chest plate looks like it's a little shorter.
The way he's standing, he kind of stood up and it moved it. So that you could see, because the stomach guard on Billy, Billy's stomach guard is up and under that
on the
piece.
Red, you can see like under.
Yeah.
Under.
Yeah.
It's really awkward looking. Next.
And here's the two different Zordons.
No! Stop!
Oh!
Don't check my history!
Oh my
Followed
god.
Followed by Rangers, I'm gonna die! Just let me.
This Zordon, I have a problem with. I gotta be honest.
The movie Zordon?
Yes.
Yeah, the movie Zordon always look like shit.
Dude, I realize that Zordon looks like shit. Yeah. I'm looking at him, okay? I'm not oblivious to the fact that he looks awful. But while the Command Center and Alpha looked a hell of a lot better in the movie,
this Zordon did not.
There's something. Look.
Derp-a-der.
There's something creepy as hell about that Zordon. Like, we make jokes about creepy peeping Zordon on the left here. But on the right, looks like his fucking mugshot if it was true.
No, the right looks like his mugshot after he went on a cocaine and heroin bender. Like most actors usually do at one point in time.
He looks like he's viewing the viewing globe right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why does he look like that? Next. Damn it.
Oh, here's the...
Oh, and I want to point this out real quick. Very bottom. Pigman. Yep. Fucking Pigman.
Yeah.
Why did they make a new monster for Rita and Zed for the movie? Like, that makes it even harder in the continuity, because there's a pig man who does not exist in the original show, and then if you were to try to drop this in the continuity, he doesn't exist in the regular show.
Random pig monster?
Right, that did nothing. He never even fought the Rangers, never got defeated, never was nothing. Like,
they make him, he kind of, blah, 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 and then all of a sudden just disappears.
He was there, like, hanging out with Goldar and everything, which also makes it seem like they were familiar with him. Because there's even parts where he's like, oh, I'm hungry, and Goldar's like, that's because you're a pig, and they're hanging out and talking and laughing together. So they seem like they've known each other. Goldar was never friendly hanging out with any of the other monsters, so that makes me assume that this guy was...
kind of Rito-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, like he was a mainstay. But he's not a mainstay, because he didn't fucking exist. How did they get the pig man? What writer was told, okay, we need you to watch a couple episodes of this Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. We need you to write your script. And he watched a couple episodes.
Ooh, I like this pig thing.
He never once,
this pig thing a guy.
Yeah. He was like, he never once saw a pig monster except for the one thing that eats everything. And he was like, I have to have that in my movie.
Because let's bring America. It back. We're America. We got hungry people.
I don't know what the hell. What were they thinking? Why the pig man? Now, we didn't get to see it, but Zed also got redesigned in this, and he's pretty sweet. And they gave him more of a Freddy Krueger voice.
Yeah, Goldar is kind of different, too.
He's I want to say I didn't like his face that much.
Yeah, but, like, the armor and stuff actually did kind
of look. Oh, and they replaced Rita. I know they had to. No, they didn't have to, because by this time we actually had an actress playing Rita.
Yeah.
But that's not her.
Yeah, in the movie it's not the same actress.
So why is it they went through the trouble? If they were just going to make a Power Rangers that was completely separate from the Power Rangers, that would have been one thing. But why go through the trouble of hiring these actors to play the Power Rangers, but not go through the trouble of hiring the people that played the bad guys to play the bad guys?
Now you know the reason why they went out of their way to find unknown actors for the new movie.
Alternate universe.
Next.
So we're dealing with Power Rangers Universe 57 instead of Universe 2?
Okay.
I don't know.
We are set to do this grading thing.
Now I got a question.
Okay.
Are we grading both sets or just the movie? Since the Ninjetti costumes and we had the armored costumes.
Let's just get them both out of the way here. Give two different scores.
Okay.
We'll just get them out of the way in one episode rather than going back to talk ninjas.
Yeah, no joke.
Yeah.
Ninjas is simple. They get a 2.5.
I'm right here with you, 2.5.
Yeah, they're basic as shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can all
agree. They're 2.5. We don't even need the calculators.
Ninjetti, 2.5.
Okay, and then, because now that you just freaking said it, goddamn tabulational device is needed.
Now, get to move on to
the
armored Rangers. I love these things. I'm sorry. I don't know why.
Yeah, no, I know, so do I.
Like, Shane, I'm telling you, man, when I was talking to him, he was hating on it so hard. He was like, fucking retarded, fucking stupid ass plastic Power Rangers, blah, 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 blah. Like, he just would not get off it, man. He had such a disdain for what they did in this movie, and I don't know why. Like, he really did not like it, and I kept being like, I always thought they were cool. I don't know what the issue here is. So, to me, man, I think I'm at a 4. I don't think they're the coolest costumes that I've seen, but I really like these. I really like the redesign. And it would have... Here's another thing, too, that confuses me. If the movie went through the trouble of making these outfits, and then our series wanted to do Battleizers, why didn't we just, like, buy those outfits or save them rather than spraying glitter on our Rangers and being like, look, they're stronger now?
Because didn't the glitter Battleizers come before the movie?
No. Those glitter Battleizers are in season 3 and very close to the end of it.
Some bitch, you're right. Fuck.
So why did they just throw these away?
They probably didn't throw them away. They probably gave them to Planet Hollywood. So while Arnold is in the back making you up some food, you could sit down and be like, oh, hey, these were the costumes from the Power Ranger movie. Look at that.
Man, it's just so bizarre to me, like, why they would do that. I mean, they're there. And all the kids have already been measured for the outfits and everything, so you don't have to worry about them not fitting.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not like we did, fucking fantastic action scenes or nothing like that. Most of the time when we were in the Ranger costumes, they were just standing in them anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, they threw, like, a couple of punches, a couple of kicks, and then kind of got bitched by Ivan Ooze a little bit. And then they were like, oh, God, we gotta go do something now.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah. Anyway, I think I'm going to give these guys a 4-5. Like, I feel like they look, because I know that's exactly what I gave for Zoo Ranger. That's kind of why I've been sitting here trying to think, because, like I said, these are essentially the exact same costume. The only difference is there's more detail to it. You know what I mean? But like I said, it still looks damn near the exact same, like I said, other than the tiny bits of detail, and it works.
Yeah.
Like, it really still does work, you know? Like you said, the most it does is it looks like it's a little bit more armored and more of like a battleizer. So, I mean, shit, it's still the same thing. So, yeah, 4-5.
I think there's something that I was going to bring up with the Ninjitti outfits that I didn't get to. When they were in the full battle, like, their mask or face kind of covered, that was a lot better than what they did in the series when it was like a full, the full face was covered up, and you couldn't see any of their faces. It was kind of an improvement.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah. But as far as the armored,
yeah, no, it's hard to pick a score.
I know the score I'm going to get it, but it's like I'm trying to go back and remember what I was thinking when I first saw the armored stuff, because it's like, this definitely looked like an upgrade, but it's like, it's different, but eh. But after so many years and realizing how much an upgrade is better, especially for this movie that's kind of separate from the canon.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a bit of an understatement there.
I'm definitely giving these useful upgrades a 4.
Okay, so these guys got a 4.17.
4.17.
So if I remember correctly, I think that means that they would fall into fourth place in our normal Sentai. Fuck, we got to redo the countdown now.
No. And they have a pig man.
And they have a pig man.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.